Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Obviously, New York officials tried to pass some form of marijuana legalization last year, could not get it done, but officials are saying that it is of high importance for this year. Can you talk about that and just kind of the importance? Obviously, you guys would be for it. Just talk about the importance of getting it done this year as states all around New York and the country are starting to see marijuana legalization.
Absolutely. So as you pointed out, last year there was a lot of momentum towards legalizing adult-use cannabis, and it didn't get over the finish line. And this year there's a renewed energy and effort, I think, from the governor's office, the governor and the legislature and all the different stakeholders. So I think the stakeholders are feeling very optimistic about getting it over the finish line this year, and you're seeing a lot of discussion in neighboring states, and in absence of federal action, more and more states are expected to start implementing bills.
It seemed at this point last year, like, it would have been very shocking for us to not think marijuana legalization would have gone through because of how gung-ho most state officials were about getting it done, especially after the Democrats had just claimed the Senate for the first time in a long time and controlled really the three branches in New York. What makes you more optimistic this year than you would have been at this time last year?
Well, you're right. With the Democratic control last year and a Democratic majority in the Senate and a lot of new members, the optimism was really high. But this issue is really complicated, and the new majorities in the legislature last year had very comprehensive and robust agendas that they wanted to work through, and they got through the majority of those items. Unfortunately, cannabis wasn't one of them, because of the complicated nature of what we're trying to do. And I think supporting evidence on that front of how challenging it is to do this legislatively is that only one other state has legalized via legislation, that being Illinois last year. Every other state has put this to the voters on a ballot. And unfortunately, that process doesn't make sense in New York, so we will need to do this legislatively. But we've had an entire summer and an entire fall for all the different stakeholders to engage with lawmakers, to engage with one another, and to advance the ball and the conversations we've all been having on a number of these complicated issues. So I think we're entering into the 2020 session with a more sophisticated and more educated group of advocates and stakeholders and proponents of legalization, as well as an increased level of comfort from the lawmakers who have to take the vote at the end of the day.
All right. What are some of the kinks? You know, Governor Cuomo has often said that, especially as it pertains to legalization legislation, that the devil is in the details. Talk about some of those details that you believe are kind of holding up the process at the moment.
So I think that's a correct statement. The devil is definitely in the details. In the context of the New York conversation, assuming we pick up where we left off last year, one aspect is creating an appropriate regulator for an entirely new market. So in New York, that involved contemplating a new agency, a new Office of Cannabis Management. A lot of work goes and a lot of conversations go into setting that up so that's a state operations issue. You also have criminal justice components to any cannabis legalization legislation, as well as social equity and social justice components. that feeds into what an adult use cannabis marketplace would look like. Everything from how you cultivate to how you dispense and process and distribute. Every detail of that is regulated and needs to be created from the ground up. And so with all of those different proponents, different people come to the table with different points of view and perspectives. And so last year, I think we really just ran out of time, and I don't think the politics aligned as we needed to them to in June. And this year, I think we've reached a lot more consensus around those details from every angle. And so hopefully we'll be able to all work together and have a coordinated, really well-organized effort to get this over the finish line.
What kind of things will you guys be doing in terms of lobbying for this legislation that may be different from years past? Or I guess, what kind of message are you really trying to push in hopes that this gets done this year?
For sure, pushing a message of unity from the proponents and stakeholders who are in favor of legalizing adult use cannabis. I think last year, you know, you have 10 companies who are licensed to operate in the medical cannabis space in New York right now. And of course, one of our biggest concerns is protecting and maintaining the medical marijuana program. It's critical for our patients to still have access and affordable access to those products. And so I think we were very focused on that aspect of our advocacy, and that is still the number one priority for us as a medical operator in New York State. But I think we've engaged in cultivated relationships with ancillary businesses, with advocates, with lawmakers, with the governor and his team to really get an across-the-board better understanding of what are the policy goals New York is trying to accomplish and how can we, you know, put the puzzle pieces together. And I think you'll find a renewed optimism and desire for everyone to transparently work together and share information to get this done this year.
All right. Is there anything else that you would like to add, anything that we may have missed, anything that the audience should know?
Acreage Holdings is a multi-state operator, so we have licenses or assets in 20 states throughout the country. But in New York, we're one of the 10 registered organizations or companies that are licensed to offer medical marijuana in New York. So in New York, we have a cultivation facility in Syracuse, and we have 4 dispensaries throughout the state, including Buffalo all the way down to Queens and Long Island. And so in New York, our number one focus right now is our medical marijuana patients.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.